Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at the passing of Dr. David Lemberg, and finally, a story about vertebral joint dysfunction and spinal manipulative therapy. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 770, recorded November 19th, 2021. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. We begin this week's podcast with a sad note. Our COT HealthBeat friend and contributor, Dr. David Lemberg, passed away on Thursday, November 12, 2021. The cause of his death was deemed to be natural causes. The family requests that a local donation to the JCC be considered or that a tree be planted, both in the name of David Lemberg, MSDC, that's David, D-A-V-I-D, Lemberg, L-E-M-B-E-R-G, MSDC. On a personal note, David became a dear friend over the years, starting with his commitment to both chiropractic and healthcare, serving as president of District 1 in Manhattan for the New York State Chiropractic Association. He was also very prominent on the lecture circuit, always excited to share his personal tips and tricks and research. David was also a noted author, having penned the book Commitment to Fitness, Real Fitness for Real People, back in the year 2000. The book is currently available on Amazon. David was a great colleague and friend, and he will be missed. There is growing evidence that vertebral column function and dysfunction play a vital role in neuromuscular control. A recent review summarizes the evidence about how vertebral column dysfunction, known as a central segmental motor control problem, that's CSMC, alters neuromuscular function and how spinal adjustments, such as high velocity, low amplitude, or HVLA thrusts, directed at a CSMC problem, and spinal manipulation, HVLA thrusts, directed at segments of the vertebral column that may not have clinical indicators of a CSMC problem, alters neuromuscular function. Conclusions found that spinal adjustments of CSMC problems impact motor control in a variety of ways. These include increasing muscle force and preventing fatigue. These changes in neuromuscular function most likely occur due to changes in supraspinal excitability. The current contemporary model of the CSMC problem and the understanding of the mechanisms of spinal adjustments provide a biologically plausible explanation for how the vertebral column's central neural motor control can lead to a self-perpetuating central segmental motor control problem, and how HVLA spinal adjustments can improve neuromuscular function. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. You may only succeed if you desire succeeding. You may only fail if you do not mind failing. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, again wishing everyone to stay safe and healthy, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.